Okay, so Tanya Perek Ches. Let's just go back to Perek Zion briefly. We spoke about the words Usser and Mutter. So Usser means it's tied up, Mutter means it's untied. It's Usser means it's tied up in the sense of the action that you're doing or the food that you're eating is Usser. It's tied to the klipos of Tuma. Mutter means it's untied. Right? That's the basic yesod of Perek Zayin, or one of those yesodos. Perek Ches tells us that, let's say I eat an iser, and I eat the iser below holda. I don't know that it's usser. I go to the butcher shop, I buy food. It turns out that it's the Lakewood scandal. So the food is treif, right? I do mitzvahs based on the food that I ate. I go and I learn. I daven. I serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Alter Rebbe, "Ein hachiyus shaba olo mislabeshes b'teves haTorah b'atfila kimo haheter mitnei haisura b'day hasitra achara mishalosh klipos hatumeos." Because my mitzvah is sourced from some tray food, the chiyus that comes out of the mitzvah, the connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, etc., is not going to be a firm connection. It won't be mislabesh in the Torah. Remember, the idea of learning Torah mitzvahs, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, Torah is greater than mitzvahs, according to the Alter Rebbe, is I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when the source of my Torah and mitzvahs is something that's usser, so the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam can't be a complete connection because it comes from the klipos, which the shalosh klipos tmeos, not the klipas noga. Remember, klipas noga are these things which can become a mitzvah when I use it properly, can become an avera if I use it improperly. This food comes from the gimel klipos tmeos. Therefore, my maisa hamitzvah cannot fully connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Alter Rebbe says, even if it is an avera midrabanan, still you don't fully connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a difference between a taiva to do an avera and a taiva to do something for your own pleasure. Remember, in Chasidus, like we spoke about, a Beinoni, right, is somebody who doesn't do any averos but wants to enjoy this world, right? The Alter Rebbe feels that you're not supposed to try to enjoy this world at all, right? But if my kavana is that I'm eating food because I want the golan, right, assuming that's considered good food. So if I eat the food that way, and then I do a mitzvah based on that food, so then my Torah that I learned after will go and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I eat tray food, it won't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a idea that comes up in halacha. We mentioned the case like the non-kosher or the butcher or the whatever, the Chinese store in Lakewood, that the meat was actually non-kosher. So one of the halachic principles that people speak about is called Timtum Halev. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse from the mitzvahs because Pesha Asir L'Dabar Mashchina, how could this happen? Meaning that there's a certain negative impact based on the food that you eat. The Tosfos writes in Gittin that the Yesod that Chazal have of Hashta Behemton Shal Tzadikin in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takol HaYadein Tzadikin Atzalo Koshikin, that Yesod applies to stray food specifically. A Tzadik couldn't end up doing an Aveira. Right, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha kara vihita. He read by the Ar HaNer on Shabbos, and he ended up tilting the light. It is possible for a tzaddik to do an avera. However, macholos asuris, it's not shayach because macholos asuris taints your personality. There's timtum alev. What timtum alev means in Alter Rebbe speak in Perek Ches over here is that my mitzvah will not fully connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when my mitzvah is based on, is sourced by treif food. Now, I can do tshuva on some level, right? Tshuva is always possible. But until that tshuva happens, my mitzvah is not a complete mitzvah. If I eat food to be mamale my taiva, that's also not a great thing in Chassidus, but there the tshuva is a much easier tshuva. When it comes to Hanos of Olam Hazeh, so there are different onshim that are necessary to purge you from that avera, so to speak, of trying to get pleasure. There are onshim of chibot hakever. There are onshim of kaf hakela. Kaf hakela is, it's like a slingshot that like your neshama goes back and forth, etc. These are onshim that come after you die, but they purge you from these averos of trying to have hana'a from the world. That happens unlike Devarim Batalim and hana'a, etc. However, if you do a real avera, so the Maisa HaMitzvah that emerges from the Aveira is a tainted Maisa HaMitzvah. So, or the Alter Rebbe writes, if you're Osek, this is like something that's hard to teach in YU, if you're Osek B'chochmas Omos Ovdei Gelulim, if you learn other Chochmos, it is not just the Aveira of Bittul Torah, it is a real problem. It's a real problem. The fact that the Rambam and the Ramban did it was because they were trying to know, or they were using it for Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Or it's also okay if you do it Kedei Lahisparnes Berevach, to serve Hashem, right? If I'm studying Chochmas HaUmos in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's okay. But if not, right, it is worse than other Averos, because since I'm using my mind, right, my Bechinas Chabad, the Chochma Bina and Das that I have, so that taints me even more. Meaning to say, if your Kavana is just to have pleasure, you need some tshuva. If your kavana when you do things is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's going to be okay. If you do an avera, a full-fledged avera, so then you need a higher level of tshuva, more onshim in Gehenna, etc., to get yourself out of it. And chachmas umos ha'olam, to a large extent, is worse than other averos because you are tainting your mind. That's basically the yisod of Perek Ches of Tanya. Good? I mean, it's hard to swallow, but that's what he says. Okay. Mm-hmm.